The Curse of Thelma's Home, Chapter 1. You jolt awake, not knowing why. You didn't have a nightmare or get sick. You roll over and try to go back to sleep, but you're restless. Maybe you just need a snack or a glass of warm milk. You walk into your kitchen and pour yourself a glass of milk and put it in the microwave. While it's warming up, you have some Ritz crackers and some cheese. Halfway through your midnight snack, you hear the sound of your microwave beeping. You take out the glass of milk and part your lips to take a drink. As you sip it, something moves in your mouth. You spray hot milk all over your kitchen and a fly flies into the living room. After you get it, you shudder. You definitely didn't put a live fly in your milk, and it would be dead if it was already in the milk bottle. You shake the feeling that someone is there with you, and you finish the rest of your snack in peace. As you walk back into your bedroom, you noticed a wrapped parcel at the foot of your bed with your name on it. In blood? No, probably just red Sharpie. You feel surprised because it isn't your birthday. Maybe it's from your parents. You can't help but open it. As your fingers tug at the brown wrapping paper, you feel a burning sensation on the back of your neck. You wince and rub the spot where it hurts, and the pain stops. It feels wrong to open the package, but you are drawn towards it like a magnet towards steel. Your fingers shred past the thick layer of wrapping paper. Inside, there is a cardboard box with a card taped to it. The card says, "From Thelma." This is weird because you don't know anyone by the name of Thelma. You ignore it and peel away the tape, keeping the cardboard box shut. Inside it is a doll. It has a crack running down one side of its face with one eye missing. The other eye is hazel, and it seems to be staring straight at you. There's something about its wide grin that haunts you. It has a messy blonde hair with a paper white face. She is wearing a frilly pink dress that is covered in dust, and she is wearing brown shoes with leather straps. You reach down to touch her dress. It feels like the one time you walked through a huge spider web in your attic and a furry spider crawled down your arm. A chill runs down your spine. Then the room fills with a smell like a hybrid, like a pungent wasabi and skunk spray hybrid. Nothing that a doll should ever smell like. Your eyes start to tear. You plug your nose, but you can taste it. It crawls down your lungs like a lizard, sneaky and quick. As you are about to pass out, the smell disappears. You start coughing violently. Then, without moving her mouth, the doll speaks. "Hello," it says, in a voice that sounds like glass breaking. A horrible humming noise fills the room, pounding against your eardrums. You try to scream, but your voice shatters. Your stomach is doing backflips. Your head cannot stop spinning. You try to run, but your legs are like jelly. You collapse on the floor by your dresser. Then you hear a sound like dead bugs crunching. You are slowly turning into porcelain. A noise like a gunshot, and you are awake in your bed, sweating. It was all a dream. But as you get out of bed for a glass of water, you hear a crunch. It is a box with the doll inside. Bugs start crawling out from her eye socket. Blood drips down the walls. The doll is holding a knife. She runs towards you. As she is running, you hear the words "Thelma" in your final moments.